Melissa Johnson, quite a pile of trash you have out here. Looks like they're finding things that really don't belong there.
Oh, yes. We thought that we might find a few things, and the first thing that fell out was some cardboard and some plastic bottles. Those don't belong there. And these young people from the Mosinee High School, they are just like eager beavers. They are digging more and more stuff out of the trash that's not supposed to be there at all.
They found clothing, cardboard, bottles, things that either have other uses or have recyclable ability.
Absolutely. Some things are banned from the landfill, like cardboard, plastic bottles, glass bottles, newspapers, magazines, yard materials like leaves and grass clippings. They're all banned from landfills, and we're actually finding them in this waste stream. So clearly, we need to do some education and get some information out there so the residents, not only in Mosinee, but throughout central Wisconsin, Marathon County, can recycle more and reduce the waste.
Now, one thing that a lot of people may not pay attention to is that landfill charges the municipalities by the ton to put waste in that landfill. So any idea, first of all, what that costs and what this might save if they can get more recyclables out?
I'm not quite sure of what we're going to save. I'm going to be doing the tallying on the numbers here quickly, probably next week after these fine people collect the data. But the thing with the city of Mosinee is they contract directly with the Marathon County Solid Waste Department. We charge them per ton, as you said. So it's, I think, about, honestly, right off the top of my head, I don't remember. But let's say it's $35 a ton. Well, if you're paying $35 a ton for something, you sure as heck don't want a bunch of recyclables in there. You want your recyclables going to local paper mills like Wausau Papers or PCA and Tomahawk. You don't want it going into a landfill. So they're paying for disposal of recyclables when they don't have to.
And those other recyclables like glass, the plastic bottles, certain other things, you've got a market for many of those, right?
Absolutely. All of the recyclable materials have markets, whether it's plastic soda bottles, which will become probably carpet very easily, or glass bottles, which will become another glass bottle, or, you know, old newspapers, which might go over to Spencer to Modern Insulation and become insulation. So there's markets for all of these things. They're valuable. We don't need to put them in the landfill.
Anything you want to add today?
I want the rain to stop. Honestly, I think, you know, your listeners should know that the green team from the Mosinee High School, a great group of young ladies, are amazing. They have just dug in. They're out here dressed in white disposable coveralls, taped up to hold them in place because they're like triple extra large, and they're petite young ladies, but they are going at this. They're doing a great job, and they deserve a lot of credit. So,
sounds good. Thanks. All right.